sir.
I want to thank you and the House of Representatives for giving us a chance today. I'm mighty proud of that vote.
Well, I tell you, all of us worked hard, all your folks worked hard, Mr. President, Mary, and everyone.
Well, it's...
But it was real touch and go. We were 12 votes behind when the first roll call was over.
You know, I wish that we could avoid these things hard. They wouldn't let us up to the House and Senate talk to people the other day.
Yeah.
And then Mike came in the meeting the other day and said, well, I wouldn't let anybody talk but Mike Manitos. And as a result, we got beat one vote in the Appropriations Committee, and we could have talked to three or four people.
Oh, well, Mr.
Then George Mahon said, no, nobody can talk to him. It's safe. We've got it. I'm for it. And then we got hell beat out of us. And I have to do it the hard way.
Well, Mr. President, that's a lot of baloney about not talking to those people.
I don't think there's any reason why a guy's too big to be talked to by anybody.
Why?
If a lobbyist can talk to him, I don't know why I can't. If a Republican leader can go talk to him, I don't know why I can't.
Well, you're so right. And we did have to do this the hard way, and there wasn't any reason for it.
No, we ought to be in the Appropriations Committee. It's just a shame. I dabble, by God, voting against this thing in the Appropriations Committee.
Exactly. Vote against it today on the floor.
Yeah, I know it.
And of course, George voted against it.
Yeah. Well, he said, though, at his committee.
Oh, well, my God, here's a program that's absolutely essential. I got some figures from my town. One-fourth of the houses are uninhabitable in the place. One-fourth of them. 28,000 houses don't have a bathroom right now. Talking about voting against a program like this. But we won by four votes.
Well, we won by one over in the Senate, so I hope I can keep it over there. God bless you.
I think you can. But
give Lindy my love.
Well, she's right here. She wants to say hello.
All right. Thank you, my darling.
How are you?
I'm glad to hear your sweet voice.
Well, thank you. We missed you at our garden party.
I wish you could have been there.
I wish you could have, too. Had such a good time in Texas, and it was so great to see you looking so
well. Well, you all were wonderful, and we had a good meeting, and you're mighty loyal, and I just want to thank you for a good job well done today.
Well, you're so sweet.
Bye.
So always so precious to us.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.